no enthusiasm.
Alright, everyone, it is the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are giving you a special. This is to be a king. This just popped up on GOG. I'd never heard of it. It wasn't on Itch. I guess it was a Patreon game. Anyway, it's medieval. Yes, I know we do the Lust Academy, which is kinda medieval, but this is actually kings and queens and stuff like that, so... nobles, peasants, all that kind of thing. Yeah, and I don't know how much magic. Yeah, I don't think... But yeah, that's magicians and Harry Potter's influence. But this here is actual medieval. So if you guys want that, if you wanted something that was more old school...
All right, women that bathe once when they're born and once when they're buried. Hot.
Starts with the intro. Man, there's a lot of princesses. Where the hell is Peach? Queen Helena.
And Linda. It's like queen this, queen that, and Linda.
Aristothene. King Aracelus. Prince Marius. To be a king.
If it was open world, oh my goodness.
Let's give your character a name.
Sir Camelot?
Hello, Grimm. It's nice to meet you. My name is Princess Valentina, and you will see much more of me in just a moment when you start the game. I'm so excited that you're playing To Be a King, the Valentina Love Chronicles. That is not what the game is called, Valentina. Fine. Thank you for playing To Be a King, a Princess Valentina production. Valentina. We don't need to get hung up on the name right now. There are a couple of things you need to know about before you start playing. As you play, you will see two icons at the top of the screen. Let me show you. There is the magic set of scrolls. Codex. You're being difficult. They want to play the game, Valentina. Fine. The Codex is something you will want to look at. It contains information about the characters, shows the status of alliances, information on your skills, and provides additional information on the world to be a king is set in. I've highlighted the Codex button. You can bring it up almost any time during the game by clicking or maybe tapping here in the top right corner I've highlighted. You can also press the B button on your keyboard, whatever that means. There's not much in the Codex now as you're just starting the game, but new things will be added there as you play. More information about the Codex can be found when you go to it and access the different sections. You can click or tap to get a short overview from yours truly on the specific section. The icon next to the Codex icon brings up settings. Now you can do your music and sound effects, volume, text, speed, and some other things here. Enjoy the game. Okay. That was a run through. Okay. Princess Valentina, we are honored to have you here. It is good to see you, Grimm. I'm very happy you're here during my goodwill tour of the Eastern Provinces. Congratulations on your newest conquest. It is my honor to serve the kingdom and your father. He's always been good to me. Are you enjoying your tour of the Eastern Provinces? Very much. I was most excited when I heard that I'd be meeting you. That's very flattering. May I ask why? Well, there's something I want to talk with you about, but it is a private matter. Would you have time to meet me tonight, alone? Of course, I can always make time for the princess. Fantastic, I'll see you tonight. Meet me in the temple courtyard at an hour after sundown. And thank you again for providing me with additional protection during my stay here. It's been such a dangerous time for our family lately. It's my honor to serve your family. There you are. And it's just you. Only me, but I'll admit the secrecy has me curious. Are you not concerned about your safety, Your Highness? No, your troops are near enough. I imagine a call could have them here in a heartbeat. My father has provided an ample personal guard as well. And of course, there is you to protect me. Then why could we have not discussed this matter earlier today? It's just that, you see, Princess, what is going on? Do you remember when you visited the palace when I was younger? Yes, you loved to play games. You always rescued me from imaginary evildoers and the occasional palace guard. You always made me feel special. I remember, but what does that have to do with our meeting tonight? You know as well as I that the royal daughters are married off to ensure alliances. I'm very familiar, yes, it's one critical way that we ensure the safety of the kingdom. Has your father already promised you to someone? No, but I've found someone I adore, someone I know would never betray my father, and he's wise and powerful. Doesn't matter, the father's supposed to marry him off in these times. I don't believe that the woman gets any say in the matter. Wow, it is accurate. But do tell me who you've chosen, Princess Valentina. You. Me? Yes, you're loyal to my father, a powerful general, and you're good to me. You're also handsome, which definitely counts for something. I don't want to be married off to some ugly old man. Princess Valentina, you've left me truly speechless. Will you talk to my father and make the arrangements? Princess, I hate to disappoint you. I am flattered, but it is your father's decision whom you marry. Also, you're a few years too young to be promised to anyone.
Oh, not in those days.
Oh, yeah.
They got married at like 12 and 13.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, you didn't... Like, 40 was usually...
Oh, yeah.
Died by
40. Yeah. Yeah. But if you speak to him now, it would ensure that when the time is right, I would be one of your wives. After all, girls have been promised to men as young as 14 before.
I mean, people did live longer.
Right.
But it was far and in between. Like, 77. Oh, my goodness. You're eternal.
It's true, but that was many generations ago. We wait until 18 now. Really? What kingdom did this begin?
What she said? What? She said
so
she gets to choose her own.
So you'll talk to him about becoming your wife when I'm 18? Princess Valentina, I don't believe I can do that. What am I to say? King Aracelis? Your daughter is lovely and I'd like to take her as my wife in 2 years? That sounds perfect. Maybe throw in something about how you would be so honored too.
This is the kingdom of Alabama. You can take me right now.
Princess, I hate to deny your request. Then don't. I want this. Do you not want me? It's not a matter of not wanting you. It's the king's decision. And me asking such a thing might end with me in a dungeon. Or worse.
She says, do you not find me attractive? We're only second cousins.
I'll tell my father it was my request. He always gives me what I want. He won't give you this. You are quite a prize, and he would expect a lot in return for his youngest daughter. Princess, I... But Grimm, I love you. Your Highness, do you even know what love is? God, this game is unbelievably based. Yes, I know what it is. I know it's when you can't stop thinking about the person. I know it's when every time you're near them, your heart skips a beat. I know that means you can be happy just being with your love. I feel that with you, and I've never felt that way about anyone else. Don't you remember those games we played where you rescued me?
Oh, yeah, on the Hallmark Channel? This is such a Hallmark. Someone was obsessed with those shows. Oh, it's a prince from another kingdom and an underage woman. What will happen next?
Those games we...
On Hallmark. I'm sorry, gotta finish.
Those games we played were just that. Games! Well, they meant something to me. You were my hero, and seeing you now has just confirmed that we are meant to be together. Princess Valentina, you're young. I'm sure you will have others that will make you feel this way. He's not wrong. No, I want you. If you won't talk to my father, then I will when I get back to the palace. We are meant to be together. And he will say sternly, no way in hell.
Actually, they're like, well, you're almost an old maid. You'll be 14 by next month.
Yeah.
He better start spitting out babies.
I would protect you with my life, princess, but you need to reconsider this. No, you are my love and nothing will keep us apart. Princess Valentina, wait!
Goodness. She just...
A few years later.
Wow. He said, I'm sorry, but the leprosy has taken over my cock. I can no longer have...
The complexity of the situation.
And the plague has left you but a feather of a woman.
Has not lessened. I've received letters from Princess Valentina since then. I'm not sure they can be called love letters, but they are certainly affectionate. I felt that I could avoid the situation while stationed on the eastern edge of the kingdom. I wouldn't have to confront this. But now I've been recalled to the palace. The kingdom has been in turmoil lately. Apparently the king feels I can help stabilize things. I pray he's right.
Well, yes. Garden variety bush.
Yeah. The next day.
Didn't take him get long from the eastern side of the kingdom. Must be a small...
Grim, it's so good to see you well. You as well, Your Majesty, and Queen Helena, lovely to see you, though I'm sorry it's under these circumstances. Thank you, Grim. I'm confident that a loyal man like yourself can help end the madness of the last few months. Your conquests out in the frontier and the land you took from the Kingdom of Libani certainly show you as a man of decisive action and skill. I've served the kingdom loyally for almost 30 years, but being out in the eastern frontier has left me out of touch. I'm afraid I've just heard rumors about what has gone on. It has been an extremely dangerous time for us here in the palace. I remember you from when you were young, always eager to help, always fiercely loyal. And look at you now. The way you lead men for Cadium is beyond compare. Exceeding everyone other than myself, of course. I'm pleased by your praise, but we both know that's not why I'm here. Unfortunately, it is not. What have you heard, General? I've heard stories, Your Majesty, but I'd rather hear such information from you directly, as I know it won't be flavored or warped by gossiping tongues. Very good. Well, it has been a troublesome time in the capital recently, especially here in the palace. Aracelis rules wisely and Aracelis?
Generously.
Is it Aracelis? I'm going to say Aracelis. Aracelis rules wisely and generously, yet there are still men trying to end him. The lust for power is never quenched, my dear. Does this all relate back to King Aracelis taking power? I know after King Julian was struck down by plague, there were two... This is after the plague. There were those who wanted the power for themselves. There's always that possibility, but it's been over 6 years since. It would be nice if they could recognize all you have done for the kingdom. And some do. It only takes a few to foment a coup. We needn't think that those are the sentiments of the majority of our subjects. I do feel some relief that we have a man before us who can put an end to all this, but still, I'll feel better when we know that we have eliminated all threats inside the palace. That is why I'm here. But tell me more about what has gone in the last few months. Gone on, rather, in the last few months. My campaigns in the east have kept me a bit preoccupied. Of course! It started back at the end of the harvest season. The king had been away visiting some of the western provinces. Upon his return, a madman leaped at him with a dagger. If it had not been for the quick action of the bodyguard in subduing him, I shudder to think what would have happened to the king. That's appalling! A second attempt occurred around the Festival of the Moon. I was enjoying myself at a party. Honestly, not a care in the world. I figured the first incident nothing more than an isolated one. We had discovered two others involved in that conspiracy, and both were eliminated. As they should have been. Did someone attack you at the party? No, I'm afraid it was much more subtle than that. I believe they poisoned me, though thankfully not a fatal dose. Poison with what? Are you certain? I'm not entirely certain, but our cooks here in the palace have never delivered food that has caused me any trouble. Thankfully, I was only mildly ill with some vomiting for a few days. It was really my own fault. At the time, we had no one to taste my food or drink before it was served to me. I am now much more careful. Hardly your fault someone poisoned you, dear. Well, so if the servant, the guy that was tasting the food...
I would say that if he didn't believe in washing hands back in the day.
If he died, Like, that was his thing. Like, you gotta imagine being that guy. Your job is to literally taste and eat things that are served to the king, but you can die. Because, like, if it's poison, you're dead.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, crazy.
Finally, a good meal there. I'm sure there were plenty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Turkey leg. I haven't seen one of these since 09.
Yeah.
09? You know, 1409.
09, yeah.
Some of us were cool back then. It was a revolution.
But as a ruler of a powerful kingdom, I should have taken more precautions to protect against such an amateur attack. Those closest to power must be worried. We've had to institute certain measures in the camps to protect against such stealthy enemies. Have you had many problems there? Very few, but there was an incident recently. 3 assailants snuck into camp under the cloak of night and murdered 8 of my men before they were cut down. Oh my, that's terrible. Not officers, I hope. No, but it is still a tragedy to lose any good soldiers. Absolutely, I'm sorry if you feel that I was diminishing the incident. I didn't take it that way, but I know that the kingdom needs all the soldiers it can use right now. Very true. Now, for the most recent incident. The one that led to the dismissal of my predecessor? Extreme dismissal. We exiled him for his incompetence. 3 attempts on the king's life, Grim, and none of them prevented. Can you believe it? Now, dear, I'm alive and well. That's what is important. For now you are. If we'd kept that moron around, who knows what ill would have befallen you. I apologize for my wife's outburst. She's just on edge, as we all are, a bit. You have every right to be, but why exile and not death? Certainly that level of incompetence, if we assume that's all it was, warrants an extreme punishment. As you know, Grim, sometimes executions cause more issues with those in the camp. The same is true in the palace. Exile does not preclude death, should that be necessary. As for this final attack, it happened just as I returned to the palace, this time after dark. The rest of us were asleep, as I suspect some of the guards were. As I entered the palace, my bodyguard was overwhelmed. Multiple attackers were engaged with them, and then 2 soldiers, or at least they looked to be soldiers, grabbed me and forced me back towards a waiting carriage. So they actually kidnapped you? Oh yes, it was awful. Thankfully, they wanted to take me to some place outside the city. My men quickly rounded up reinforcements and stopped them during their attempt to exit the palace. Well, that was certainly fortunate. Didn't the other guards on duty hear the commotion and come to assist? They were either too late or otherwise preoccupied. We brought in a new group of guards for the palace after this, worried that several of them might have been involved. And what happened to the old guards then? Scattered throughout the army, all sent to different units with instructions that their new commanders kept a very watchful eye for the slightest hint of unrest. Did you figure out who was behind this last attempt? That's what has been most concerning. Except for the first attempt, we've only been able to determine those who carried out the plan. Anyone else who schemed with them is yet to be uncovered. We even had our best men use unconventional methods of persuasion on the perpetrators we've captured alive. Nothing. They always seem to be one step ahead of us. You think the last 2 incidents were planned by the same people? There's no way to know, but that's our suspicion. You must suspect someone close to you. Any ideas on whom? The attacks have been well planned, but it wouldn't be difficult to determine our schedule for a day. It is honestly tough to say. While I'm here to serve and protect, the first thing we will do is vary your daily routine, and I'm going to bring in some of my men for guard duty. We can trust them, and they will be extra eyes and ears for me. Excellent idea, Grim. That's why we brought you in. I'd also like to meet with your advisors as well. I need to get a sense of what they know. Hopefully none have been involved, but we will leave no stone unturned. Done. You may receive open opposition from those in a higher position, such as the advisories, but know that I will support you by whatever means necessary so you may accomplish your task. I know you're loyal to the crown, and I know you desire to return to the front lines as soon as possible. I'm hopeful that you can flush out the villains in a matter of a few weeks, and you will be back to the campaign soon. Please excuse my husband, Grim.
Excuse, Helena?
If Grim wants to stay here in the royal palace, if he grows comfortable here and does not wish to return to the front, we will absolutely find him a permanent position here. He's been a soldier for years. He may be ready to settle down and enjoy a settled life. Even you have! What my wife says is true, Grim. If you want to stay, or perhaps if a lovely woman here in the capital or palace catches your eye, please know that you have a position here worthy of your service. Your generosity hasn't diminished. Thank you both. If it pleases you, I'll be off to begin making the proper arrangements to protect you. We will speak soon, and please send for me if you need anything. Of course, Grim. Be sure to familiarize yourself with the palace. I may recommend a stroll through the courtyard, at least. It's beautiful this time of day. Be well, Grim. I already feel safer with you here. Well, this is a beautiful courtyard. I'm glad I have some of my men stationed around here, though. I can only imagine that whoever is behind all this won't take kindly to my presence. Grim, you're here! Princess Valentina? And you arrived just in time for my birthday tomorrow? This is quite the gift. Uh-oh, I hope this won't be problematic. Maybe she's just happy to see me. It's been a few months since her last letter, so maybe she has found someone else here to pursue. I missed you so. Did you come to see me? If you're here, this would be a great time to begin a courtship. Did you not know that your father recalled me to be his new chief guardian of the royal family? I heard that someone new was coming for the position, but I usually don't keep up with those kinds of details. It's you? Congratulations. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Well, as happy as one can be under the circumstances. Just remember that your job is not just protecting my father. You must protect me as well. And your sisters, brother, and mother. Yeah, of course, them too, but me most of all. Princess Valentina, I will protect you, but I hope you realize it isn't because... of your love for me? Yes, why did you never acknowledge what I said about us in my letters? Please understand that I didn't mean to hurt you, but the timing and location of my position means I couldn't contemplate such arrangements. That seems like an excuse to me. Are you trying to tell me that you don't have any feelings for me, Grim? I'm not sure if I believe you. I've seen the way you look at me. And I'm a woman now. 18 and eligible to be married. Yes. So 19 tomorrow then?
I'm the coolest party slut at the ball.
Yes, you'll be at my party, won't you? Not to be rude, but this is the first time hearing of it. I did just arrive. Consider this your official invitation then. I would be inconsolable without you there. Well, I think that's inconsolable. I will be inconsolable without you there. Well, I wouldn't want to make you sad, particularly on your birthday. Exactly. Father might even have you exiled for that. This may be a bit unlikely, Princess Valentina, but I'll be there. Excellent. Since you're staying in the palace now, will you at least spend some time with me? I know you may not share my feelings yet, but I hope you would at least be willing to get to know me better. I have a feeling that I could not avoid your company if I tried. Correct, Grim. The gods have truly favored me by bringing you here. And how are your sisters? Why are you changing the subject? And why do you ask about them? Jealousy is unbecoming, Your Highness. I'm not jealous. What could I possibly have to be jealous about? I'm the most beautiful of Aracelis' daughters. And whether you know it or not, we are destined to be together. Then you'll have no problems with me inquiring about your sisters. I suppose not. You're cute when you're angry. I'm not angry, and I'm not jealous. Understood, Princess, so how are they? Ugh, fine. Cassia's Cassia. She's probably trying on every dress in the kingdom, and her zoo has been growing. Her zoo? She loves animals so much. Anytime a new territory is added to the kingdom, she wants to know if there are new animals she doesn't have. If so, she makes Father send them there, here. It's quite smelly in that part of the palace, so I recommend you avoid it. And Princess Eliana as well? Or Alenia. Princess Alenia as well.
Alenia against the wall until someone shows it.
Did you not hear? Here. Did something happen to her? No, but it's a miracle. She was going to be married to King Brennus, and she refused. Can you imagine the nerve? Nerve, a few years ago you said you would refuse to be married to anyone but me. How is this different? Because I love you. A marriage for love is completely different. She has no one, as far as I know, that she wants to marry. So why not abide by the agreement that would make our kingdom more secure? I imagine King Aracelis is not happy with her decision. She's always been stubborn. I don't think it came as a complete surprise to him, but there was a lot of yelling, so I stayed away as much as possible. And your brother, Prince Marius, is he well? Yeah, he's been busy trying to take on more royal duties, especially with our mother urging him on. Between you and me, he's nowhere near the ruler that my father is. Well, he's young. You have to give him time. I didn't know your father at that young an age, but I do remember his earlier years. Even he has improved. Now back to my birthday party. It is customary for a man to escort me into the party. I want you to do it. I do not believe I have anything in my wardrobe appropriate for such an honor. We won't have time to see Cassia about getting you the proper attire. Just wear your nicest uniform and without the armor. That I can do. But I'll need you in the courtyard to escort me, just before sundown. Don't be late. Yes, your highness. Is that a mocking tone I detect? I love you, Grimm, but I won't be mocked. Not at all, your highness. I'll be there. Just remember that... Yes, I know.
Do you remember there was a Saturday Night Live sketch where the king was over here, you know, talking about how he ruled the kingdom and how his love is left? And then he turns around and his jesters are there. He's like, do you mocketh me? I will not be mocked. And as soon as he turned around, it was like Dana Carvey and I can't remember who else. And they were just mock him while he was talking to someone else. Yeah, and then he'd no one will mocketh me in my chambers.
Yes, I know this doesn't mean you share my affections. I'm sure that will come as we spend time together. You're always so sure about these things. I know what I want for my future. You'll come to see that soon enough. You'll love my dress. Cassia made certain that I had the most beautiful gown possible. I don't mean to seem rude, but I need to get going. If I don't see you tomorrow before the party, know I'll be thinking about you. Will you be thinking about me? You're difficult not to think about. How about a kiss goodbye? I suppose one won't hurt. Princess Valentina! What, did you not enjoy it? Well, I did, but what if someone saw us? I really don't see a problem, but I will let you go. Be safe. You as well. Good Lord, is she a pain. She seems like every bit of chaos.
And she kind of blends in with Oni-chan, and she's got those dick-sucking lips.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you said I'd fall madly in. Okay, I get it.
Good afternoon, Grimm. I'd only just heard rumors of your arrival. Princess Cassia, it's been several years, but I'm glad to see you.
She looks like a Jill.
Yeah, hopefully you're in good health. Yes, as well as I can be despite these trying times. Between us, I don't feel very comfortable walking around the palace given the multiple attempts on my father. I've had to have my dresses brought to the palace and inspected before they're brought to my chamber. I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you say the dresses are inspected? Yes, of course, my father was worried that daggers could be smuggled in with them. Hopefully I can help you and your family feel safe again soon. Father did say that you were to be our new chief guardian. You certainly can't be any worse than the last man. Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I didn't mean it like that. It's just with the three attempts, we're all nervous who might be next, especially since we know so little about who's behind all of this. I'm already beginning preparations for additional security. Shouldn't be more than a few days until that's in place. In the meantime, please do be careful and let me know if you need anything. Now that you mention it, there is something I need. Is there? Of course, how may I be of service? Have you heard about my sister's birthday party? Fuck, I don't have time to model clothes until Princess Cassia is satisfied with my attire. Yes, I just found out a bit ago, actually. Perfect, will you escort me with the issues around the palace? I haven't had an opportunity to secure an escort. You mean men don't line up before dawn for the opportunity to see you? You're sweet, but no, they don't. Only some merchants have come to call, and even they have been instructed to stay far away from the palace for now.
Merchants.
So you'll be my date, then? I actually have the honor of escorting the birthday girl herself. That's how I found out about the party. Of course, I suppose, since it's her party, it's only fair. Dateless and out of fashion dress. This has certainly not been an ideal spring. Well, please do hurry and get things secured so I can have at least the proper attire for these events. Absolutely, Princess. I wouldn't want you to suffer. Thank you, Grimm. One more thing before you go. Yes, Princess Kasia? Would you be available to stop by my room this evening? Your father might have me killed. Oh no, not for anything like that, you dirty man. I want you to check and make sure it is properly secure. The last chief guardian did not take my concerns seriously.
Or like dirty, or Bugs Bunny, you dirty.
But the evening. Yes, I've got other business to attend around the palace, and I won't be back until then. Then that I can definitely do. Is there a specific time I should arrive? Just after sundown will be fine. Please don't delay much past that, and knock 6 times to let me know it is you. Of course, Princess, will there be anything else you need? That's all. Take care, Grim, and I'll see you tonight. We've got another... Oh, good lord. Alright, just knock 6 times and get this over with. I half expect some giant spider to come walking down the hallway. It's one thing to be out in the open in camp, but all these walls are in an unfamiliar place make me feel a bit like a caged animal. Grim, is that you? Yes, Princess, it's me. Just a moment, then. Thank you for being prompt. What a lovely room. Thank you. I decorated it myself. I still intend to get a few new pieces. It seems a bit bare. It's quite spectacular. Where would you like me to start? I don't know, but you can check to make sure that no one could get in. I'm always concerned that someone will sneak in while I'm sleeping. Of course, I don't want you being in fear of anything. Thank you. Door lock looks good. And no one is going to attempt to get through these windows. Even if they tried, it would cause such a loud commotion that they'd quickly have the guards sending arrows their way. All looks well, Princess Kasia. I don't believe you have a thing to worry about. Be sure to lock the door, as that is the only viable entryway for anyone. Believe me, I've been keeping it locked as soon as I get in. But would you stay an extra few minutes while I get changed for bed? Maybe I should just wait outside the door until you're done. I'm just going to step behind the curtain. I won't be long, but if you peek... Let me see.
What if he peeks?
Oh, there's skills and stats. There's a lot. There's a history.
Doesn't seem like he's had any choices or anything wild yet.
Okay, Princess Valentina, 19, unknown. Music, war heroes, and Grimm.
5'10", abnormally tall for a woman of the day.
Yeah.
Or a man of the day, for that matter.
He likes military affairs, history, and women. The king, he is 56. War, family, and victory.
Uh-oh, he's breaking the laws of science for that age.
She's 44.
Yep, she is too.
Macedon. Really?
Yeah, especially with inbreeding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was all cousins marrying cousins.
Right. Princess Kasia, she's 23.
There's one guy, I cannot think of the king's name, but his jaw was pushed out.
Really?
Because the inbreeding was so much in that kingdom. And it was called, whatever his name is, Jaw.
Charisma. Political skill, might win an election. Military strength depleted. Wow, so they actually have some... We have the history of everybody. So it goes into a lot of detail on this. I just said, okay, that's just your settings. But this is your history. I think it's really good to keep up with that. I'm just going to step behind the curtain. I won't be long, but if you peek, I enjoy living, Princess Kasia. Good to hear. I'll be just a moment.
Right. Now peek.
It's so good to have you here. I feel safer already. Our last chief guardian seemed very unconcerned whenever I brought up anything. Was there anything specific you mentioned to him? Well, one night I decided to stroll in the courtyard. We have guards posted around the courtyard all the time, so I didn't think anything of it. The moonlight provides excellent light, and there's nothing like the cool breeze at night. But I did not see any guards that night at all. I thought I heard noises. It may have just been my imagination, but I hurried back to my room. The next day, I brought this to the attention of the chief guardian. He just brushed me aside and said he would look into it. That does seem very strange. I thought so, too.
Yeah.
I haven't been out at night since. I did speak with my father about it, and he assured me that there would be more guards.
Bush trends are a little off in this game.
I've just been too scared to check for them myself. I did see a guard outside your door, and there were others on my way here. Nevertheless, I'll be sure to do a check for the guards in the courtyard tonight before I retire to my chamber. If there aren't any, I'll wake up the palace commander myself. There, all ready for bed. Holy shit, maybe I am going with the wrong sister. Do you like what you see, Grim? Isn't too late to change your mind and go with the most beautiful of the king's daughters. I couldn't go back on my word to your sister, Princess Kasia. A shame, she's not the only one looking for a husband. I believe your father would make that decision. Perhaps, but I can easily persuade him, especially if my choice is someone who has served him so well. Are you committed to pursuing Valentina? What? No, I'm not committed to anyone. I'm here to protect your family. That's what I came here to do. Well, it doesn't hurt to look for other opportunities while you're here. I'm sure once you get everything under control, you'll have more time to pursue your own interests. I'm often looking for a new diversion. Perhaps I could display some of my most recent garments. I'd love to show them to someone, like a private little show, just for you.
Okay.
Did you need anything else before I go? All business. Since you refuse to reconsider your escort choice, I don't suppose there is anything else I need. But there will be other events, and I will not stand for being second to little Valentina regularly. Good night, Grim. Thank you again for your inspections. Evening! Good evening, General Grim. All is well tonight? Yes, sir. I haven't noticed anything unusual. Are you here every night? Most, but not all. I rotate my shift with another guard. I was informed recently that there was at least one night where no guards were outside some of the royal family's chambers or the courtyard here. Any idea why that would be? No, sir. I haven't missed an assignment, and those are both high-risk areas. We even have a patrol that comes through here regularly, and if I have to step away, I must wait for them to cover my post. I see. Well, thank you, and have a good night. Good night, sir. This does not add up at all. I'll speak to the palace commander in the morning. It's getting very interesting. Next day. Very interesting. I don't know. I think that's a good stopping place for now. Yeah, I mean, what do you think about this game compared to, Lust Academy?
We're still in, seems like, in the beginning stages of Lust Academy. Yeah. We really hadn't got deep in the story yet.
Well, I've done a lot in Lust Academy. Like I said, I've done a couple videos while you were gone. So basically... Oh, yeah. I signed a pact with one of the teachers, and he basically wants to take over the whole damn academy and overthrow the arch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wants to overthrow the guy. Hasn't been any real sex in it.
No.
Seriously, yeah. It's just been a lot of doing things for people and doing your potion classes. It's getting really, really Harry Potter. It's starting to feel more like that kind of game than an actual sex game.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that in it.
I mean, it has,
but it's not that.
Tiny bouts of it, but I ain't.
And there's actually a dual feature that would be done. I don't know. But I like this game, too. I actually did really get into this one. The princess is... Like, I do not like Valentina. She drives me
annoying.
Fucking crazy.
Well, it's intentional to make her...
Yeah.
That's when she tries throwing her nude body at him, where he's like, the sex is good, but everything else I could do without.
Oh, wow.
I'll marry her and have her tongue cut out.
Let's see. Well, I think it was quite interesting. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with To Be a King. And if you guys like it, you might see more.